When you're trading digital assets, security is paramount. That's why Kraken takes extraordinary measures to protect your funds. With advanced encryption and two-factor authentication, Kraken is an industry leader in security. Visit kraken.com/securityproof today. Not investment advice. Crypto trading involves risk of loss.
It is time now to introduce you to another extraordinary British Columbian. I love this series. I'm learning so much. This time it's about someone with a job so unique that experts all over the world look to him in Surrey to help them out. I mean, after all, how easy can it be to find someone who is a reconstructive craniofacial surgeon and microsurgeon? He literally reconstructs new faces for people. Came from Sloan Kettering and Harvard Medical School. He was courted by facilities all over the world, but he's made his home right here. And we want to know why and find out all about his work. So Dr. Imran Ratanchi is with us now, a reconstructive microsurgeon, craniofacial reconstruction surgeon at Surrey Memorial Hospital. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Can you tell us about your work? Like, what do you do exactly?
Yeah, so aside from general plastic surgery and reconstructive services, my subspecialty interest is in reconstructive microsurgery. And what that means is often for larger defects, whether they be from cancer or trauma or injury, we transplant tissues from one part of the body and move them elsewhere. And in doing so, hopefully help restore quality of life and function for that individual. And the second hat I wear is as a craniofacial surgeon. And so for especially a lot of traumatic injuries or sometimes cancers, we have to reconstruct the face or facial skeleton. So both of those areas are big parts of my practice.
Okay. How many people do this work?
Across, if you look at each one, there's a small number of us in British Columbia, and I think in terms of people who do microsurgery, I think we're probably less than 10, if that, in British Columbia. Craniofacial surgery-wise, I think it's probably a little bit smaller than that, and I think largely that's a function of where those types of cases come from. Worldwide, it's a very small community. When we look at microsurgery, it used to be very small, and I think it's probably less than a couple thousand of us across the planet that do this.
Okay, that's pretty impressive. You could have gone anywhere, Dr. Ratanchi, but you chose to come home to Surrey and have your practice here. Why is that?
Well, I grew up in Vancouver, in fact, Richmond specifically. My parents live in Surrey, and I think the opportunity for anyone to, after being away for so long, to come home is quite precious. So I think that was certainly a motivator. And I think beyond that, to come back and provide a service to the community that has certainly given me so much adds extra meaning. So that those are probably the two big reasons.
And what do you think people don't understand? I know there's a lot of concern these days about the state of our healthcare system, but what do you think people don't understand, especially when it comes to treating cancer and helping people through that?
It's a great question. I mean, I think across the spectrum, whether it's my field or anybody else's, I think we just, we're a growing population. We need more of us. I think that's just not physicians, but that's nurses and other care providers as well. But I think when it comes to cancer, reconstruction is an important part of that, especially for more severe cases. Breast cancer is a great example. Historically, a lot of the reconstruction was restricted, maybe just centrally in Vancouver. We just didn't have the plastic surgeons in the community. And certainly as we trained more specialists, we got more specialists in the community, we were able to offer more specialized care. That's now an option. And if you look in Surrey, almost every woman who comes in for breast cancer, for example, is at least offered reconstruction, which is a very, very important milestone. If you go beyond our borders, that may not be the case. And so certainly we have a lot of work to do in terms of disseminating that access. But I think even beyond that, when you look at people who potentially may have an unsuccessful outcome with those types of strategies that we use, that's where microsurgery comes in. Or say somebody who has a major limb injury and maybe had to be transferred to Vancouver, now they can access that care a little bit more in their backyard.
Yeah, how much is care, cancer care in particular, improving in Surrey? Because I know for a long time it was like you had to get in the car, you had to come to Vancouver, but what's it like now?
It is really exceptional, and we're very fortunate, I think, especially since the opening of the Jim Pattison Center in Surrey, that the breast health service there in particular is really unique. I think that, don't quote me on this, but I think that between Jim Pattison and St. Paul's, I think they offer the largest volume of breast cancer care in the province, which is an important thing to be able to do, and it recognizes the population that's there. But more importantly, beyond myself, you know, we have colleagues that do a very high volume of head and neck reconstruction, not only in plastic surgery, but in ear, nose, and throat surgery. So across the spectrum, that care is quite advanced. I think we have room to grow, certainly, but it's progressed dramatically in the last one or two decades.
What drives you, though? I mean, I'm just looking at all the things that you've worked on, right? Harvard Medical School, Sloan Kettering, all the places that you've worked. But what drives you to do more, go more, be more?
I had the good fortune of being mentored by some exceptional people, especially in my plastic surgery training. They're world-class surgeons in and of themselves. And I think I had the good fortune of probably being in the right place at the right time where, you know, plastic surgery was really growing in Manitoba, of all places. And I think it's one of the hot spots of plastic surgery and reconstruction in Canada. But their enthusiasm for providing these types of services is infectious. And when you have good people train you, that infectiousness translates to you. And, you know, again, I had the good fortune to train in some exceptional places. That motivates you further. And ultimately, you see how care is provided elsewhere around the world. And you want to be able to provide that in your own backyard.
And now, did your parents at ever any point say to you, oh, come on, come home?
I think they didn't have to. It's you know, one of the things that my family looked at is if we could come home and, you know, enjoy the good years that we have with our parents, I think any of your listeners would say that time is priceless. And that was certainly a big motivator for sure.
All right. So what do you look ahead to? What are some of the exciting things that you're working on that you think, you know, we're going to hear about this in the years ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first is expanding the capacity of what we provide. And so what that involves is building the institutional memory. And I think we've really come a long ways. You know, when I started doing a big reconstructive surgery was, you know, it was a big production. It was, you know, anxiety provoking for all involved. And today we've been able to make something like that, you know, quite routine for all the care providers involved. And that's very, very important. I think beyond that, we have other areas that we're looking at in terms of providing more sophisticated reconstruction in limb salvage. There's a very interesting area in lymphatic reconstruction that certainly we're considering, and we've made some significant progress in terms of infrastructure on thanks to donations to our foundation. We have facial reanimation that we're looking at, and even beyond myself and my colleagues, you know, we provide peripheral nerve reconstruction, among other things. So there's a lot coming through the pipeline, which is really exciting.
I have to ask you, how do you even find out that this is something that you're good at? You know, like with all the specialties and the things that you do, did you have a passion for it? Did you think, oh, I'm good at this and I can do this? Or did you think, I love doing this?
You know, I think what called me to probably this subspecialty is it's one of the most sophisticated things we offer in plastic surgery is what we do in the facial realm. And again, what we do in microvascular reconstruction. And so I think that had, you know, kind of a general appeal to me. I think beyond that, again, you look to your mentors and say, wow, you know, they train you really well. And, you know, they help you work through and develop that technical skill set and knowledge base. And I think then you realize, you know what, I can do this. And, you know, it's sort of a lesson that if you put your mind to anything, you can really accomplish good things. And if you have good supports to do that, that's most important.
And do you try to do that for up and coming students as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think a philosophy that's worked well for me that my mentors gave me and I try to pass on to the medical students and residents I train is if you can make that person better than maybe you were at the exact same stage, I think that bodes very well for the future of our field.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. And thank you for your work.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That is Dr. Imran Ratanchi, who's a reconstructive microsurgeon and craniofacial reconstruction surgeon at Surrey Memorial Hospital. He is an expert in his very special and unique field of work. And he chose, after Harvard Medical School, Sloan Kettering, you name it, being in demand everywhere, to come home to Surrey and work here because this is where his family was. And he's just one of the extraordinary British Columbians that we have been featuring on our series. And we'll have a few more people to introduce you to next week.